Leone's telco regulator faces $4.2 million tax ultimatum. A $4.2 million tax demand threatens to shutter Sierra Leone's telecom regulator, highlighting regional challenges in telecom governance and fiscal accountability. Sierra Leone's telecom regulator under fire. Sierra Leone's National Telecommunications Commission, NACOM, is under pressure from the National Revenue Authority, NRA, to pay an outstanding tax bill of $4.2 million. The NRA has warned that failure to settle the debt could result in the closure of NATCOM's offices. This development is part of a broader governmental effort to address financial discrepancies within state agencies. Reports indicate that NATCOM had retained approximately $30 million, which the new administration now demands be transferred to the National Treasury. State-owned telco Sierratel, also in hot water. Compounding the situation, Sierratel, the state-owned telecommunications company, has had its bank accounts frozen due to unpaid taxes and debts amounting to around $14 million. The government cites outstanding customs duties and loan repayments as the basis for this action. NATCOM penalizes mobile operators. Amid these financial challenges, NATCOM has imposed penalties on the country's three mobile operators, Orange, Africell, and Sierratel, for failing to improve service quality despite a recent tariff increase. The penalties include a mandate to provide free on-net calls for 3 days and fines totaling $1.35 million. This marks the first instance of such consumer compensation being enforced in Sierra Leone. Implications for Nigeria's telecom sector. While this situation unfolds in Sierra Leone, it serves as a cautionary tale for Nigeria's telecommunications industry. The enforcement actions highlight the importance of regulatory compliance and fiscal responsibility. Nigerian telecom operators and regulators may need to reassess their financial practices to avoid similar conflicts. This story was narrated by OnText News. Let me know if you